From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Decision-making at the Federal Reserve is usually cloaked in some mystery, but the plan for tomorrow's Fed meeting is pretty much an open secret. Unless just about everyone on Wall Street has it wrong, the Fed will approve a small increase in short-term interest rates. It's an attempt to keep inflation under control now that the economy is growing and creating jobs again. The increase will mean the end of a long period of historically low interest rates, a period that may not be repeated anytime soon. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Now this section of the house here, this was added on 5 years ago.
In the real estate business, Sunday afternoons are a time for open houses. Today, Patrick, who doesn't want his last name used, has brought his family to see a four-bedroom house in a leafy suburban neighborhood in Longmeadow, Massachusetts. It's on the market for just under $500,000. Patrick and his wife have been thinking about moving, and with mortgage rates going up, it's time to take the plunge.
We know that it's coming up, and if we're going to do it, now is the time to do it. It's just, where's the best place to sell and buy it? Is what we're going over.
With the economy getting stronger, the Federal Reserve is getting ready to raise short-term interest rates. Mortgage rates, which can be influenced by the Fed's actions, have been climbing for some time. Real estate agent Ann Turnberg says for now, that's made many buyers more motivated.
I can push them a little bit more to consider, here are the options out there. Let's look. Let's not spend a whole lot of time looking, because the interest rates are going to go up and you're only going to be paying more.
Over time, however, rising interest rates are likely to serve as a brake on housing prices and the overall economy as well. And most economists say that's not necessarily a bad thing. After September 11th, the corporate scandals and the popping of the tech bubble, the U.S. economy was in an especially vulnerable position, and Fed officials brought the federal funds rate down to a 40-year low of 1%. But Lakshman Ashathan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute says super low rates are no longer needed.
We have an economy that is growing above trend with jobs. It is creating jobs at the same time. So that is a fairly healthy economic environment. It's not one that requires emergency level interest rates.
Some economists say the low rates, coupled with the recent federal tax cuts, may have stimulated growth too much. Some worry that inflation could get out of control. In any case, Fed policymakers have made clear they're now ready to start raising rates, probably several times. Former Fed Governor Lawrence Meyer is the author of the book A Term at the Fed.
I think we know that the Fed is going to remove a lot of the accommodation that was appropriate when the economy was weaker. And the question is really pace. Will it be measured and gradual, or will it have to be more aggressive?
For consumers, the higher rates mean the cost of certain kinds of credit will go up. Some will suffer more than others. Steve Berman runs Credit Advocate Counseling Corporation in New York. He sees lots of people with large amounts of debt. Berman says many already pay very high interest rates on their credit cards and have trouble making even the minimum payments on their balances. For those with variable rate credit cards, he says even a small increase in interest rates can be overwhelming.
Let's say the interest rate goes from 23% to 24%. This could mean the difference of 10 to 15 years in paying off a debt. The impact, is devastating, very dramatic.
For most consumers, however, the impact of higher interest rates will be much more subtle. And if it's done right, the pain of higher rates will be offset by the benefits that a stronger economy brings. Former Fed Governor Lawrence Meyer says it's important to remember that higher rates are a sign that the economy is faring well.
People should look at this as a sign of the strength of the economy. And while interest rates are going up, the incomes will be going up, employment will be going up. So this is really a healthy sign rather than something that I think people should dread.
Meyer says he himself believes that the Fed can probably afford to raise rates at a measured pace over the next few months, and that will be enough to keep the economy from overheating. In fact, some economists see signs that after an initial burst of strong growth, the U.S. economy is already cooling off a bit. Commodity prices have fallen in recent weeks. Whatever happens, the economy has reached a turning point, and it may be some time before interest rates are as low as they've been in recent years. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.